Wildlife Conservation and Tourism Ministry officials say preliminary findings indicate that the smugglers transported more than 300 kilograms of animal skins from South Africa to Juba last week with the help of a South Sudanese. General Aldo Gwoki, the Director General at the Wildlife Conservation and Tourism Ministry, says officials intercepted the assorted animal skins at Juba International Airport.
Those skins actually are from different wildlife species. Some of them are processed, some are difficult to identify. Only those with the hairs are able to identify them as springbok. This is a species of bagal actually found in South Africa. Otherwise, the rest we could not identify them, but probably they may be actually some from hippos and buffaloes, probably, yes.
Gwoki admits South Sudan has challenges in combating trafficking or the smuggling of endangered animals and animal products, both within the country and from outside countries.
South Sudan has been actually considered as a transit destination for smuggling, trafficking, and all these kind of things. Because, you know, if we lose, there's no tax security, and these things normally go from here, sometimes without being detected. But thanks to God that our personnel were able to apprehend those schemes.
Komal Fence, Program Coordinator for the Peace and Development Collaborative Organization and Coordinator for South Sudan Civil Society Coalition on Natural Resources, says wildlife traffickers are taking advantage of South Sudan's reluctance to put tough punitive measures on traffickers who usually walk away from the country's justice system. Fence says South Sudan has been a safe escape route for the endangered wild animals for years, and unless illegal dealers are punished, that will continue.
We have seen the mid-2016 in May. A security personnel has been arrested with 16 elephant tusks. The following day, a Chinese national has been arrested with 10 kgs of frozen pangolin meat. These individuals have been released without any charge or explanation. This tells us clearly that things have been happening at the airport or at the exit road, particularly Nimule or Raban. These traffickers have been using the loopholes and nothing has been done.
Gwoki says those who will be found to be behind the illegal smuggling of wild animal skins will be charged in a court of law.
These are contrabands. These are the actual contrabands. Then there are no official documents for the transportation of those items. So we consider them illegal, and they were smuggled. And maybe they were trying to take it somewhere using South Sudan as a transit destination. This one we still have to find out exactly what is the motive behind.
Fence says those behind the latest trafficking should be made public to deter other smugglers from engaging in the trafficking of endangered fauna.
The authority, as ministry has come out clearly, the Minister of Wildlife and Conservation, should come open to the public. Who are the individuals? They can't come to South Sudan without having a network. My opinion is there should be a humble investigation, a thorough investigation should be done, prosecution should be instituted, and the individuals should be sentenced.
In addition to using Juba International Airport, Fans says a lot of smugglers move endangered wildlife through South Sudan's porous borders on the ground. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.